الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم Alhamdulillah, we continue with our lessons with regard to correcting our salah and try to improve our salah so that we can reach that type of salah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphatically mentions in the Quran Kareem, that successful indeed are the believers. They are already successful. Allah has put it in the past tense. It means already you are successful. But what is the sign of that? Myself, we all have to check. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That person who performs salah with khushu and khudu, with total devotion, with concentration, and a person is engrossed in his salah in a way that he knows he is standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how to bring about this type of salah, we are learning over these few days. And this is the beautiful bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullah alayh, which he taught his murids, and from this also we learn salat is so important that this is a great means to our islah. And all the mashayikh, they teach their murids, their followers, how to perform salah. If we correct our salah, our whole deen will become correct. Our deen will become correct, our dunya will become correct. And then our akhirat will be made, inshallah. So we continue with the second sabak with regard to niyat, takbir, tahreema and qiyam. We discussed already with regard to niyat, the condition of the heart. Then we discussed already with takbir, tahreema, that the first takbir to say Allahu Akbar, that is farz. And a person should be conscious of this and should realize. And realize that now I am surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am giving up both the worlds. I only want my Allah. And a person, his intention is solely and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we learned that now you in the presence of Allah, how you made salam, you made your sana, you praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that. Now you are enthusiastic and you realize like how you praise a rich person. And you see he's in a good mood, he'll give me now. Now you ask. So to say you have praised Allah. Allah is in a good mood. Now you want to ask for your needs. But you know there's an enemy in between, and that is shaitan. And as we explained, Mulla Ali Qadi rahmatullah Ali has mentioned so beautifully, shaitan is like the dog of Allah. So the easy way to get him out of your way, ask Allah Ta'ala. Ask the owner, just read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. That, oh Allah, now I want to speak to you directly. I want my needs from you. I want to talk to you. I want to appreciate your favors. But this enemy will come and distract me and bring all other thoughts in my mind. I seek your refuge. So Allah, you move him out of my way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will move shaitan out of our way from us. Now you're ready to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask for your needs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person reads Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that we start in the name of Allah who is extremely kind, very merciful, most gracious. And this was the first sabak that was taught to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Rabb who has created you. That a person realize that I am totally in need. I am sarapa muhtaj. Every as we will come in front and learn inshallah the brief explanation of Suratul Fatiha. That a person realizes I can't move a limb. I can't do anything without the name of Allah, without Allah Ta'ala's help. And Allah's name is so great that if I use Allah's name through the blessings of death, Allah Ta'ala will allow me to do my work. And why? Allah Ta'ala is totally independent, but Allah is extremely merciful, very, very kind. Now you have started now your discussion and your request towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how kind is Allah that Allah Ta'ala has taught us what to ask from Allah. Otherwise, myself, all of us, our minds are so weak, so limited. According to our understanding, some of us, our request the biggest is some person will want, I must pass my matric. Some person will want, I must get that business. Allah, if I get that business, I'll be set. Some person is after that car. Allah, if I get that car, oh, I'll be set. Some person wants to be picked for a certain side. If he gets picked, oh, he's set. Some person wants to become the state president. All these are all, like our Hazrat explained, that Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, the son of Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, on one occasion in a Tablighi Ijtima, he explained that first of all, General Haq Nawaz, who was new in Jamaat, and our Hazrat explained, he spent a lot of time with him and benefited also, mashallah. So he was still new in Jamaat. So when he whispered that the speaker is coming up, but he didn't introduce himself. So Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib heard. So when he came on the stage, he said, I'll introduce myself, that my inception is one droplet of dirty, filthy fluid. And my end is, I'll be a corpse, a dead corpse. Nobody will want me in their home also, not even my wife. And this in-between period, I'm carrying two bag loads of filth. So what is, that is my intro, that is my introduction. So there's nothing for me to think great. Then Hazrat said, that in that bayan, our Shaykh says, Hazrat was sitting there also, General Haq Nawaz was right in front. Hazrat says, still you don't realize, all your cars, all your buildings, all your big empires, etc. You got big businesses. All these things you don't realize it to be toys. Your iman is still not made. So he said, General Haq Nawaz was sitting there. His ears popped out. He was shocked. And he said, I was still thinking that those are cars and that those are still small things. I'm a general in the army. We need F-16s. We need bombers, we need all the tanks, and today with all the different technology, what type of artillery they got, atom bombs, all that, we need that. The next statement of Hazratji was, still you don't realize, all your bombers, your F-16s, all your artillery are toys, till then your iman is not made. He says, then my heart opened up, but Allah put it in my heart to realize, yes, this world is toys. And like children, we see how they fight for the remote control cars. Allah Ta'ala showed us today, we also like children. Today, big cars also remote control. We owning it in other countries where it's very cold. Before you come out of the house, you own your car already. The aircon must be on. And we think we... These are all Allah Ta'ala gave us to use, ni'mats of Allah to reach Allah. Not to get caught up in this. But we become so small-minded, we making dua for this. So we are so fortunate, Allah Ta'ala taught us. Now you in my court, a special meeting, a great royal invitation I gave you. And all this for you to ask your needs. But a greater person is to realize Allah's favor. That I can make shukriya to Allah Ta'ala. Be thankful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And now Allah Ta'ala teaches us. Otherwise our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully that we are so weak in our dua. Just what is our little desire, that is what we make. We don't even know how to make desire, how to make dua. Like one husband and wife, so to say, Allah gave them opportunity. You got three duas that will be accepted immediately. So the wife in haste, you know, my husband likes a lot of polony. Immediately made dua, Ya Allah, give us polony. Husband got angry and he doesn't think that she's making dua for his liking. But he got angry and said, idiot, you made dua for polony. Make that polony stuck on your nose. Now that second dua is gone. What dua is left? That let the polony fall in a plate, who's going to eat that? So myself, it sounds very jovial and jokey, but we must see that what du'as we are making. As we have explained, that if we ask Allah, we want Allah. And here Allah Ta'ala is teaching us so beautifully, that ardaas ye hai. What is now your request to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sab tarif hai Allah ko hai jo sahib sari jahan ka hai. All praises belongs only and solely to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And why not? Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Allah is the creator, sustainer of all the universes. Inshallah, in front we'll explain, our Shaykh teaches us, our Dada Shaykh gives the Ashikana, the loving tarjuma of Surah Fatiha. Here we'll just carry on briefly, that we should realize, why not, all praises belongs only to Allah, who is the creator, the sustainer of all the universes. And as we have explained before in Sana also, that Subhanakallahumma, here also the Alif Lam in Alhamdu is called Alif Lam Istighrafi. That means all encompassing. In other words, all the praises you can get, all four types of praises, whether a servant praises himself, he shouldn't be praising himself, but certain people, that's their art. They put it in different ways how to praise themselves. Allah save me, all of us. Then another person, another type of praise. One servant praises another servant. And Allah Ta'ala praises Himself. It's only worthy, it's only right. Allah praises His bandas. What the honor that is. Allahu Akbar. So all these four types of praises belongs only and solely to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And here also another important point to realize, that generally we know the hadith that we should not praise a person. If somebody praises you, throw sand in his face, throw sand in his mouth. In other words, he should not be praising you. Thus we should understand, and thus also, you know, kitab ho se nawaz ho se nazar se peda, deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. Thus you won't just get in the kitabs, in the bayans, in the giving charity, from the friends of Allah you learn. That which type of praise is permissible for another person. That to praise a person who is not a mu'min, a kamil, iman is still weak. That if you praise him little, his head blows up. Then for that person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if somebody praises you, throw sand in his mouth. But on the other hand, a person who is a mu'min, a kamil, like we see, we praise our akabirin, we praise our buzurgs, etc. Their iman is of what level? So for concerning them, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, is a murdi al-mu'min, rabal iman fi kulubi. When a believer is praised, his iman actually increases in his heart. Because when somebody praises him, immediately he realizes it's only Allah's kindness. Allah has covered my faults. Allah has made this person so good. He's got good character. He's seeing me with a good eye. I know my faults. I'm full of faults. And a person, we know our faults. Hazrat says we shouldn't be like that person. He's got an old jalopy. Or that person had a horse. In this time, an old jalopy, old car. You're more outside the car than inside the car. To start the car, you have to push it. And it's troubling you so lot. But now you decide, you put a for sale sign. Nobody wants to buy it. Whole year gone. Now you're thinking, how am I going to get rid of this car? You go to the auctioneer. You tell him, please sell my car. He says, no problem. You leave it here, I'll sell it. Tomorrow is the auction. So you come, you're hearing. Auctioneer's work is to sell the car. So he has to present that car in that way. So he starts, is now his car to be auctioned, and now he says, this car, you just start it, and it starts so quick, although it's so old, it moves like this, it's a very good car, etc., very economical. Before anybody else could budge, he said, I want my car back. Auctioneer called him one side, gave him a kick, he said, why you want you? He says, you say the car is so good. But you know your car, 20 years you had the car. So what us also, myself, just I'm talking about myself, everybody else, we all think of our own condition, but this is my reality. Somebody just praised me little and I think I'm there. I don't realize what I am. We have to realize what we are. So the friends of Allah, when somebody praises them, immediately you hear they say, Ya Sattar, Allah Sattariyat ka maamna. Allah Tawa wa force. Allah Ghafariyat ka maamna. So they realize it's Allah's favors. And they take it as a dua. That this person is so kind, he's making dua for me, that Allah must make me so pious. Allah must make me so great. I know I'm not so great. And the other thing they take it, that this is the praises of my Sheikh. My Sheikh made me like this. He taught me all these things to be like this, to talk, and people are getting impressed. This is the praises of my Ustad, my parents. They taught me, they brought me up like this. So a person realizes that, and then a person, the next thing is, he thinks of his end result. That even if now Allah Ta'ala has made me such, grant me such qualities, that Allah, people are praising me, but I don't have guarantee I'm going to go with those praises in the qabr. Tell it's not in the qabr, Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned so beautifully, hum aise rahe ke waise rahe, waha dekhna ki kaise rahe. You can love like this and like that, what praises. Somebody is saying, oh, big Maulana, so big Sheikh, what a bayan, you are professor. When you go in the qabr, that reality will come out. So we can't be dancing, stupid idiots today. We see matric balls before they get their certificates also. And then when they get their results, they're committing suicide.
So we shouldn't follow the upside down world. We should follow the world of reality, and this is the friends of Allah. To realize all praises belongs only and solely to Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is not just the creator, who has made from nothingness into existence the entire creation and taking care. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and why not? Bahut Meherban, Nihayat Rahmwala hai. Allah Ta'ala is extremely kind, very, very merciful, very, very gracious is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll explain later, but more detail with regard to this. Further, Allah Ta'ala, then we are saying to Allah Ta'ala, Maliki Yawmiddin, that Allah Ta'ala is the Malik, or Malik, Insaf ke Deen ka. Allah Ta'ala is the owner of the day of justice, not the judge. One is a judge in any government. You get a judge and you get the president. A judge, only according to the law of the country, he can give judgment. He can't give judgment what he decides. But the state president, if somebody is given judgment that he must be death penalty, he can still apply for clemency to the state president. State president still have the right. He can withdraw that this thing. So a judge, he has to work according to the law of the country. So the day of justice, where there'll be total justice, as we learned the last ayat last night in Taraweeh, man amila salihan falinafsi, wa man asaa falayha, wa ma rabbuka bidhallami lilabid. That day you'll see justice. If you did good, it was for your own benefit. And if you did bad, you loved your own type of lifestyle, nobody must tell me, you'll see the repercussions, the difficulties that will come on you in this world already. But remember, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامِ لِلْأَبِيدِ. Any difficulty come to you, and with some harm, it's not that your Rabb has made oppression on you. Allah is extremely kind. Allah doesn't oppress to the billionth of a degree. Rather, Allah favors. Allah is so kind. So Allah Ta'ala is not just the judge of the day of Qiyamah, Allah is the owner. So if Allah wants to forgive a person who is a total wretched person, Allah has the right, Allah can forgive him. And if Allah Ta'ala wants to take a person to task, you think you're very pious, like one person 200 years ibadat, he made dua, Allah only want to make you ibadat. Allah gave him one place, an island, nobody there, just one small, one fountain gushing out, he gets his spark of pure water, one pomegranate tree was growing there, and every day he used to get his one pomegranate, and that was his meal, and he was happy. 200 years, continuous, ikhlas ibadat. When he passed away, now Allah Ta'ala told the malaika, out of my rahmat, out of my mercy, take him to Jannah. Then the thought came to his mind, Ya Allah, but ever 200 years ibadat for your sincerity, and I, now you're just saying out of your mercy. Allah say, oh, you want to make hisab, you want to do calculations. Then for your one eye, give me 500 years ibadat. One eye, and this eye is free of charge. So where can we? So it is only Allah Ta'ala's kindness. So Allah is the judge of the day of justice, where there will be total justice. So we should say, so why not praise us for Allah? Now Allah Ta'ala teaches us, when you have praised Allah and you have realized the greatness of Allah, now ask for your needs. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Tujhi tuku hum bandagi karte hai, aur tujhi se madad chahte hai. O Allah, we only worship you. Only if you are so great, we are not worthy of bowing down in front of anybody besides you. We should be only humbling ourselves to Allah and seeking help only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because wa min shay'in illa indana khazainu. All the treasures are by Allah. Not even your boss can be a billionaire, a trillionaire, and can be very generous. He also, in that split moment, he want to give you something, he gets a heart attack. Nobody got control of anything. The biggest heart specialist, they had a heart seminar, as was explained, in one country. And the best heart specialist in the world was the chairman of that meeting. Before he could start talking, he got a heart attack. Here in our country, one Muslim heart specialist, very pious person, before any operation, he reads namaz, two rakats namaz, make dua. He just went to do one operation. They already gave the patient anesthetic. Before he could start with the operation, he got a heart attack. So not if we got no control of ourselves. So we are totally in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat explained in front, inshallah, we'll mention few other points. So further, now Allah Ta'ala teaches us what is our greatest need. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. چلا ہم کو راہ سیدھی پر لیدو اللہ یو لیٹ اس واک آن ٹو دا سٹریٹ پاتھ تو صراط الذین انعمت علیہم اینڈ وچ از دا سٹریٹ پاتھ نارملی وی تھنک ہم آن دا سٹریٹ روڈ بٹ وی ڈونٹ ریئلائز وی ٹوک اے ڈیٹور اینڈ وی لائک مینی ٹائمز دا گارمنٹ آلسو یو تھنک اٹس ٹیکنگ می رائٹ بٹ اٹ ٹیکس یو تھرو آل سم فنی روڈز آلسو سو وی تھنک وی آن دا سٹریٹ روڈ بٹ سی دا کائنڈنس آف اللہ اللہ سیز آئی نو یور مائنڈ از سو ویک اف یو گون ٹو تھنک وچ از دا سٹریٹ روڈ یو ول فالو سم باڈی اور ہی از دا بیسٹ اسپورٹس مین ناؤ لیٹ ہی از آن دا رائٹ روڈ سم باڈی از اے ویری گڈ بزنس مین ہی از آن دا رائٹ روڈ نو اللہ تعالیٰ سیز ڈونٹ بی فول صراط الذین انعمت علیہم راہ ان کی جن پر تو نے فضل کیا دیٹ روڈ او اللہ دیٹ پاتھ اپون ہوم یو ہیو فیورڈ دیٹ از اولئک الذین انعم اللہ علیہم من النبیین والصدیقین والشہداء والصالحین four groups of people, the part of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. They have shown the path, they are gone. They left their vicegerents behind. Those that followed and gave their lives were Siddiqeen, the very, very true servants of Allah. Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Siddiq, the leader of all. And till today they are, but very hard to find. And the Shuhada, the martyrs who gave their life for Allah, was Salihin, the pious servants Allah has kept till the day of Qiyamah. So we follow in that footstep. So Ya Allah Ta'ala, teaches us very easy for us. We just have to follow the pious, we'll be following Quran Sharif. We don't have to go into all difficulty ourselves and get lost. And remember, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ نہ ان کی جن پر غصہ ہوا اور نہ بہتنے واپنے والوں کی not that part of Allah that you became angry with them that they associated partners with you they made your Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam they made him a God then they made him a Holy Spirit then they made him three in one they themselves you know then they crucified him also but he is the God so the, not that part of Allah and that means in other words our deen Hanifa straight deen not extravagance not over the limit and this was the trend of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala they had no exaggeration. They didn't praise anybody beyond the limit. They didn't underpraise anybody also. That straight path, that is the Sirati Mustaqim. Wala Ghalin, and not the path of those people you became angry. The Jews, you gave them so much strength, wealth, everything. They killed your Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They murdered the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how sad, how what a worse action is to murder a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it comes in that same hadith, people who take snacks, it's also a curse of Allah upon them. And today this has become common and we don't realize. So that is also shows we're going off Sirati Mustaqim. We're going on the deviated path. So we should be alert with regard to all this. So Allah ta'ala teaches us this. یہ ازداد اللہ صاحب نے اپنے بندوں کی زبان سے فرمائی کہ جس وقت جی چاہے اس طرح کہا کرے اللہ اکبر دس پریزنٹیشن اینڈ دس ریکویسٹ اللہ رب العزت ہیز ٹاٹ اٹ ٹو اس And Allah Ta'ala didn't just say only one time you are allowed to make this request. Now keep this request for you. Because this request you need throughout your life. And this is your most important need. So keep it with you. Whenever you want to ask me, you don't only have to ask in Faraz Namaz or in Wajib or in Sunnah Muakkada. Anytime and you desire to meet me, just perform Namaz and ask your request. And each time in Sirat Mustaqim, there's no end to it. It is unlimited. Like Allah is unlimited, the roads to Allah also unlimited. The closeness to Allah, Sirat-i-Mustaqim means to get closer and closer, to get more and more taqwa and love of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, whenever you want to, after this, baad uske ameen kehna. Yani arz hamari qubool kar. Then after you read your Surah Fatiha, then to read ameen, this is sunnat. In other words, what ameen means, that, oh Allah, please accept my request. Allah is teaching us and Allah wants to accept, but like how you tell your son, they tell me jazakallah, and tell me please, Abba, I want this, I'll give it to you. So how is Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we know what we are reading in namaz, we know what we are saying, how enjoyable is in namaz. Now you don't want to just in and out and rush out, up, down, kiss the ground and back to town. Now this is your town. This is your enjoyable place. This is where you're going to get all your needs. So yeah, loves Qura Sunnat to say this is Sunnat Ameen. Or yeah, loves Qura and remember Ameen has to be said softly. But the Hanafis and other the other mazhab who have to say, let the loud, it's Ameen bil Jahr. That means let the loud that you hear yourself or person next to you hears it. It's not Ameen bil Azan. That today it's like a big azan taking place in a masjid. No, we have to, every deen is moderate. Let us follow the path of the pious servants who have taught us our deen properly. And another thing to understand with regard to this word Ameen, yeh lafz Quran ka nahi bil ittifaq. It's not part of Quran Sharif, this word Ameen. It's not part of the surat. According to all the ulama, unanimous opinion of all the ulama of Ahl Sunnat, Ameen is not part of Quran Sharif. But it is sunnah to say it softly. Or namaz mein uske saath ek surah aur mila dena. And now in namaz to add another surah. This is also necessary. It's wajib. In other words, qiraat. To read Quran Sharif in namaz is faras. But to read Surah Fatiha individually, add a surah, that is wajib. In other words, to read soul of Quran Sharif, that three ayats or one ayat that is equal to, that is faras. But to read Surah Fatiha and a surah separate, that is wajib. So to add a surah, so is further, Sufi Iqbal sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, teaches us, padna Surah Fatiha ka aur milana ek aur surah ka wajib hai. That is to read Surah Fatiha and to join another surah with it after that is wajib. Aur padna auzu aur bismillah ka sunnat hai. And before you start your Surah Fatiha and read your surah, to read auzu billahi minash shaitani rajim in the start, in the first rakat. And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that is sunnah. And before every surah, like in every rakat, before Surah Fatiha, you read Bismillah, that is sunnah. Before the surah you're going to start, you read Bismillah, that is sunnah. So to know these things, this brings concentration. And see how simple. And to be just present with your heart, that now this is sunnah, I'm doing it. It is Allah's command, it is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which enhances our namaz and makes it so valuable. Or is maqam par surah ikhlas yani kul wallah likhi jati hai do wajah se. And he says, now I'm giving as an example to add a surah. At this place I'm writing surah ikhlas, the surah of sincerity and the surah of the tawheed. And he says, for two reasons I'm mentioning the surah here. Ek ye ke awamun nas namaz mein behtari usko padte hain. One is generally, this is our patent surah. Every person, general public, all of us generally, this is one of our patent surahs. And why not? The surah teaches us one of the greatest things of iman, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah. That is what he mentions here. Do say ye ke tawheed or samadiyat Allah ki aur bechuni aur barai uski us surat mein ba ikhtisar khoob hain. And he says, secondly, in this surah, as short as he is, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned what be great beauty, and in a very splendid way, Allah has mentioned the greatest thing, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And that is our object and purpose of life. As it is said so beautifully, the entire Quran Sharif is summarized in Surah Fatiha. The entire Surah Fatiha is summarized in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The entire Bismillah is summarized in the Ba of Bismillah. And the entire Ba is summarized in the dot under the Ba. That is only one Allah. That we have, once you got one Allah, now add any other ibadat, it will become 10. Add another ibadat, it will become 100 and 1000. And if you don't have Allah, do the best, you got 0. You still 0. So the surah has got, and then the independence of Allah. That we are totally muhtaj of Allah. Allah is not in need of anybody. So that is tawheed, the one, that is that great being of Allah. Not other idols, you put food, they can't even eat the food, etc. So that is not all other idols that today we worshipping sportsmen and film stars and we say that's my idol. But he is a wood. If you hear about his lifestyle and when it comes out, how filthy, how dirty. No, we have to realize that only Allah Ta'ala is that great being and Allahu Akbar. It comes, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned one person 90 years making ibadat in front of his idol. Ya Sanam, oh my God, Sanam in Arabic means idol. And one day his tongue twisted and he said, Ya Somad. Immediately Allah replied, oh my Banda, I'm here, what you want? Malaika said, Ya Allah, no, his tongue twisted, he's not calling to you. Allah says, if I don't reply to him, what's the difference between the loving Allah and his dead idol? So that is our Allah. Even in tongue twist, as we learn in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you can't cry. Allah says, pretend. I know and I'm still going to give you. Allahu Akbar. In front of our parents, we pretending they don't know. Allah knows we are pretending. That is our Allah. So this is Surah Ikhlas, which got much more. There's no time to go into the detail. So that's why he said, I mentioned the surah, that Allah has mentioned it in, and this is Jawamiul Kalam. In few words, Allah has given us encyclopedias. With just Surah Fatiha, you can, your lives can be sacrificed, the whole ummah's life, you won't reach the glut, just the surface of Surah Fatiha also. Is waste ke hukam uska is tarah nazil. That's why in this way, Allah Ta'ala has commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, revealed and present in this way, Kul huwa Allahu had. Say to ke Allah ek hai. That say and announce to my creation and tell my servants that Allah is only one. He's only one Allah. In His Zaat, in His being, He's one. In His qualities also, there is only one. Who is that great Allah who is one? Allahu Samad. Allah Paak hai. Yani khana, peena, kuch nahi. Allah is totally independent. Allah doesn't need food. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need drink. Allah doesn't need rest. Nothing Allah Ta'ala needs. And samad usko kehte hain jo food kisi ka muhtaj na ho aur usi ke sab muhtaj hai. Wo is samad al muhtaju ilayhi kullu ahad wa la yataju ila ayyi ahad. Samad is that great being jo food kisi ka mu, is not independent of anybody. Even Allah has delegated duties to the malaika. In this world also it's functioning. Certain people are running governments. This is all from Allah. But Allah is in full control. Allah doesn't need anybody. And not for a split moment. But the whole creation is every split moment we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Samad. That is that great Allah Rabbul Izzat. And lam yalid wa lam yulad. Na kisi ko jana aur na kisi se jana gaya. Allah Ta'ala has not been given birth by anybody. Neither does Allah give birth. Allah Ta'ala is no father of anybody. Allah is totally free of any human qualities. Allah is as great as we cannot imagine. That is why it is taught that don't ponder in the Zaat of Allah. Ponder in the Sifat, the qualities of Allah. Look at the workings of Allah. Allah is in, is hidden to zahir hai, lekin laakh parde mein hai tu. Or to, that, oh Allah, you are clearly apparent, but you are in 100,000 veils. But on the other hand, oh Allah, you are veiled, but you are so apparent. Everything we can see, that one minute, the winds are blowing, next minute it's cold, next minute it's raining. In whose control is this? So Allah Ta'ala is that great being. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدٍ Or nahi uske barabar koi. When you realize, you just comes out from your mouth, there is nobody like Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Whatever you see, Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. That is a sign of a believer. You see something, that should be coming out of. Not the weather is too cold today. Oh, Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Look at Allah's doings. Look at Allah's control. Is ardaas ke mazmoon ko is tarah se samjhe, ke jaise koi muflis se muflis, tawangar se tawangar, badshah ke saamne das basta khara hokar, apni aajizi aur muflisi, aur uski tawangari aur badai bayan karta hai, aur bada umidwar hokar kuch mangta hai. In this way you should present your request to Allah Ta'ala. You read your surah Fatiha, you read your surah in this way, that you stand with total humbleness and realize, I am the poorest of the poor. I'm the most destitute. I am the most in need, and I'm standing in front of the richest, the most generous being, the most richest being, and I'm begging in front of Allah. In this way we should be standing in front of Allah. In this way we should be humbling ourselves and have great hope that I know Allah is very generous, very kind. Allah Ta'ala will fill my basket. Allah will give me full, abundantly. So in this way a person should be focused in namaz. That was the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed. Sufi Iqbal Sahib gives some explanation here briefly. He says, namaz shuru karne se pehle, pehle wali shartye gurista sabak mein bayan ho chuka. In before these, the sabak, in the previous sabaks from the start, the conditions, how we should start our namaz, etc., realize the importance, all those things that have been explained. Salik un par achi tarah mash karne ke baad, asya ab is sabak par amal is tarah kare, ke awal namaz padne mein niyat ko khalis, Allah Jalla Jalalu ke liye karte huye, Allah Akbar par tasawur kare. Allah Akbar par tasawur karte huye kahe, کہ اب میں نے دونوں جہاں سے ہاتھ اٹھا لیے اور اللہ جل جلالہ کے سامنے حاضر ہو گیا ہوں. Allahu Akbar. He says that a person who wants to tread the path to Allah, wants to correct his namaz, wants to make connection with Allah Ta'ala, he should make proper masjid. That means he should practice properly on these sabaks. As we said, at least 40 days be punctual with our salah, with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula. Two things you'll get. That just to become part of your life and you'll be saved from nifaq, you'll be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Allah give the two certificates. So we have to practice on these sabaks all the time. Hazrat explained that actually after one sabak, you have to practice 40 days, then do the next sabak. But where we have time today, and today we are all too busy, no time. So we just have to be rushing through things. But a person should try on his own in nafal namaz, be more concentrating, try and practice on what we have learned. And then in this way, a person should realize that totally only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that have this in your mind, that now I'm standing only in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's special attention is upon me. And now I raise my hands and announce the greatness of Allah. Allahu Akbar. I raise my hands and I say Allahu Akbar. And I realize immediately I am directly in the presence of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala, now Allah's attention is on me all the time. But now special attention, Allah has given me a special invitation. Aur kara hone mein bahut adab. Allah Jalla Jalalu ke samne hazir ho gaya. Now I become in total in the presence of Allah Ta'ala 100%. Aur kara hone mein bahut adab aur aajizi ikhtiyar kare. Lekin hukam ki tameel mein seedha kara ho. And now in standing, you should stand with extreme humbleness and show your humility in front of Allah. But what is humility? Not according to our understanding. How Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that we should stand up straight. Not we think I'm going to be humble, keep my head down like a big Sufi. No. Now Hazrat Umar radiallahu came to the masjid, one youngster was standing, keeping his head down, very humble. He used to have his stick, he poked him at the back and made his neck straight. Then he said, "Taqwa hauna." That the fear of Allah is in the heart, not how you keep your outward body. To put in an outward show of humbleness is very easy. And so we should learn from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam how to perform namaz. That's why namaz has to be learned. Sallu kabar aitumun yusalli. Otherwise we'll have our understanding of humbleness and our understanding of namaz, devotion and concentration. Or the sajda, nazar sajda ke maqam par jamai rakhe. And as we have learned, keep our eyes focused on the spots in standing position at the place of sajda, in going to ruku on your feet, in going into sajda at the top of your nose, in jalsa that is in the sitting position on your left. So we should focus in these places. This will help us to focus out of the masjid. Then with great humbleness, you pray, you read your, so you make your salam, that is you read your sana, subhanakallahumma, ila akhiri parhen. Fir alhamdu sharif parhen. Then you read your surah Fatiha as we have learned now, how we should present our surah Fatiha to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Us waqt khiyal kare ki mujhe Allah jal shanu ke huzuri maiyat aur bahami baham kalam hasil ho gaye. At that time realize that now I am with Allah. Allah is with me. I am in the presence of Allah. Like a buzruk says, so beautiful. If you think that the zikr is not really benefiting me, just think it comes in the hadith, ana jalisu man zakarani. Allah says in a hadith, a Qudsi, a person who just sits to make my zikr, I'm his companion. I'm with him. So what greater benefit you want? So that is in zikr out of namaz. When you're in namaz, Allah's special attention, Allah's presence. And it's not just you're just reading what you want. You're having a dialogue with Allah. It comes clearly in Muslim Sharif, the hadith says, when a person reads, kyunki alhamdu sharif, aur baad mein surat milana, ye sab kalami ilahi hai, jo meri zuban par jari hai, because realize that what I'm going to read, surah Fatiha, the surat, this is all Allah's kalam. It's all Allah's words, which Allah has put on my tongue. Like even the state president, he can't write his own speech. He needs some experts to write me. Who can be better than Allah who has given us the speech? And how to present in front of Allah. And like it comes in Hadith Sharif, in Muslim Sharif, کہ جس وقت بندہ الحمدللہ رب العالمین کہتا ہے تو خدا تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں کہ یہ میرے بندے نے میری تعریف کی. When a person says الحمدللہ رب العالمین, those people who have worked and they get the closeness of Allah, the marifat of Allah, they can hear it in their ears. people like us, but we should realize and know the hadith is 100,000,000% true, that the moment you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah replies, Hamidani Abdi, my banda has praised me, Allahu Akbar. And Allah has taught us, but Allah says, we have praised Him. Look at the kindness of Allah. That is why our Shaykh teaches us, never say, Allah, I read namaz. Say, Allah, you gave me tawfiq. Then Allah says, but banda, you did it, you did the effort. This is our Rabb, our kind Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, my banda has praised me. When you say, Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, kehta hai, to farmate ki ye meri bande ne meri barai bayan ki. When you say, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he says that Allah Ta'ala says, you have announced my greatness. In the hadith it comes that, Asna alayya abdi, my banda has praised me even more. He has realized how great, how kind I am. And when a person says, Maliki yawmiddin, that Allah Ta'ala says, Majjadani abdi, that my banda has announced my grandeur, my greatness he has announced. So you're talking to Allah, Allahu Akbar. Like when you're talking to your wife, you write in the home, nobody at home, you in your bedroom, but still you're talking softly. Secretly, because that is enjoyable. So here also you're talking to Allah. You might not hear the sounds, but Allah Ta'ala is replying to us. And then when a person says, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, kehta hai to Allah Jalla Jalalu farmate ki ye mere aur mere bande ke darmiyan hai. That when a person says, oh Allah, we're only going to worship you, and the only you do we seek help, Allah Ta'ala says, Haza baini wa bain abdi. This is between me and my servant. In other words, 50% he says he's going to be worshipping me, I'll be giving, he's seeking my help, I'll be giving him all his favors. Look at the kindness of Allah. How Allah Ta'ala considers us according to our understanding. Or jo kuch usne manga, khas usi ke waste. And whatever he asks, I will give it to him. And when Allah Ta'ala, when a person says, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqeem, sirat al-ladhina namta alayhim, ghayri al-mawdubi alayhim wa al-dhaldeen, then kehta hai, to ye, to farmate hai ki ye mere bande ke waste hai. Aur jo kuch usne manga, wo sab uske liye hai. Haza li abdi, wa li abdi ma sa'ala. This is for my banda, and whatever he asks, I will give it to him in full. I will give him totally. Allahu Akbar. Allah is giving us before we can even return. And Allah says, I have given it to you. So if a person just ponders over the meaning, how many years we reading Surah Fatiha, Allahu Akbar, we still don't know the simple meanings. Just read the meanings and see how our salah will be enhanced. What enjoyment is in salah, we can't explain. Then a person will know, I'm not just coming to read rattle my Surah Fatiha, Surah, I'm talking to Allah. Then you'll enjoy reading one ayat, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Even when the Imam reads, just think in your mind, ponder in your heart over Surah Fatiha. Even in a silent namaz, ponder over Surah Fatiha. That I'm asking Allah, I'm praising Allah. Allah is replying to me. And so in this way, see, so isi tarah, baad mein jo Surah Sharif, padhi jayegi, usme bhi Allah Ta'ala se hum kalam hone ka dhyan. And similarly, when you join the Surah after that, also think that I'm having a dialogue with Allah. I'm talking to Allah. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, a person who starts his namaz, and he makes qiraat in namaz, and then he takes a qasam, I spoke to Allah, his qasam is not incorrect. He spoke to Allah. And if you want to tell, you want to talk to Allah, Allahu Akbar, read Quran Sharif. You want Allah Ta'ala to talk to you, perform namaz. Allah is talking to you. Allah is having a dialogue with you. So what a great opportunity Allah Ta'ala is giving us. If a person has this in mind, when you are going to get opportunity to talk to the state president, what is he? Even a non-Muslim, but we feel honored. But Allahu Akbar, just talk to a pious servant. Your ustad gives you 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and he says, never mind, I got some time, come to. How honored you feel. Allah, kings of kings, Allah is saying, come, and I will give you. I know what you want. Is sabak ki puri mas jab tak hasbe sabit na karare, agla sabak na shuru kare. Hazrat says, still we don't make mashq of the sabak. We don't practice it and think of the meanings. And just think, even if we don't know the meanings, but just think more or less what we are saying. We're praising Allah. We're asking for our needs. We show our helplessness in front of Allah. Till you don't make, you practice, then nothing will come. So we have to try and practice. As we said, we actually supposed to stop the Sabbath. For a whole 40 days we all supposed to sit, and then our next 40 days start the next Sabbath. And this is how reality of deen will come. But today we don't have time. So we are like plastic zamana. Mashayikh also is giving us very quick. And we're supposed to discuss. Time also goes so quick. Discuss briefly what our Dada Shaykh has said. The Ashikana, the loving tarjuma of Surah Fatiha. That time is also gone. Allah give tawfiq. Tomorrow we'll try and cover that. But time is going and we got few more sabaks to cover. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize the reality of this great gift and give us real connection with Him. SubhanAllah.